Although I looked like an angel, I was really a fiend inside. Lee Miller. Elizabeth Lily Miller was born in 1907 in Poughkeepsie, a small town in upstate New York. The middle child of Florence and Theodore Miller, she had two brothers, Eric and John. In 1926, a fateful meeting with Condé Nast, the publisher of Vogue, helped to launch Miller as a professional model, beginning a lifelong and career-shaping relationship between Lee Miller and the fashion magazine. From the youngest age, Miller's body, clothed and nude, was a vehicle for the artistic interpretation of others. First, for her father's amateur photographic work, and later, as a muse for artists, including Man Ray, Jean Cocteau, and Picasso. Her relationship with her own body was complex, the result of a childhood trauma of rape, aged only 7, by a family friend. Employing her own body, dressed and naked, as subject matter in her own work, Miller reclaimed control of her own image and explored her own experience as a woman. Miller's sartorial view of the world also informed her work. Her eye for dress, fashion and appearance was ever present in her photography. Aware that dress meant more than clothing and conscious of the power of her own beauty, Miller actively used her appearance to become the author of her own fate.